maintenance.
We're gonna go ahead and get started with our topic of discussion for tonight, the Reservoir Park Phase Two plans and funding.
If you look at the second page after the agenda, broke this down with our carryover for the golf course and Parks and Rec, and the 1-2-3-4 fund, and then also the capital improvement fund. Right now, our total with the capital improvement is 3.358352.38. The Reservoir Pond project, right now, the preliminary estimate is 1.8 million. We think that's a pretty good number. We have some proposed funding sources, Parks and Rec, total of 500,000 from the two accounts, golf course, 300,000. We have a donation that may or may not happen of $100,000 from a local resident, and we're still waiting to see if we get anything from the federal budget, the $250,000. Originally, that was the full price a year ago, and then before the shutdown and all that occurred, things changed with the federal budget. So with that being said, if we were to get all of that, we would have $1,150,000. Depending on the total funding available, we could finance up to the remaining amount needed to complete the project. The final design cost, which is the first thing we need to do with EDG, is $163,000. We want to move forward with that for next week's meeting, like to appropriate. I put 200, sometimes things cost a little more, but we can do 163 if we want to stand firm with that, from that 1433 account at the meeting next week, if the board approves this. And then once it's received, we can bid the project out. And between now and then, I think we can start looking at getting pre-approved for the remainder. And I put up to $1 million, depending on how much the contributions end up being. So with that being said, the floor is to you, all of you. The last page is the one I gave you before for First Commonwealth Bank. Again, that is, as it states on the back, this is not a commitment to borrow. This is just an estimate on the 1.8 if we were to do that. I think those numbers will obviously change for the monthly costs. What will end up being the yearly cost.
I'm sorry, you lost me there. You gotta pay it yearly?
Whatever the payment is, if it's a monthly or yearly, depending on the, I talked to the auditor's office today, and if it's a bond, if we could go that way, and she wasn't sure, there would be like two payments a year like we do now. If it's a loan, we would probably make a monthly payment, more than likely. Unless there were other arrangements made, whether it's quarterly, monthly, twice a year. I mean, those arrangements would be made. With the one that we got, there's no penalty for early payoff if we get to the point, as you all know, in 2031, all of our debt that we have currently is paid off. So after 2020, the last payment will be December 2031 for the golf course and the rec center.
So if we go with a 5-year loan, that would be paid off in 2031 also.
Yeah, we could have everything if we were to do that, if we were able to do that, depending on the cost. That's not out of the question either.
So are you looking to borrow a million from First Commonwealth, then put 800,000 from the, 800,000 from the carryover?
Yes, not necessarily First Commonwealth. That's just one example.
Okay.
We have. So whoever that would be, at this point, unless we get that $100,000 donation, and then if we're lucky to get anything from the federal budget, they say yes and no, yes.
Question, if we get rolling with this, if we approve this, if we go after a loan, this and that, can we still acquire federal money toward this project?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of times if you do, I know this works with the state, if you do have a loan involved, you actually get extra points for that towards getting additional grant dollars. So it ranks higher in the scoring matrix. So that only helps your cause.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Now it's good city engineer. Sorry.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't introduce Alex.
So Alex, let me ask you, would it be better to borrow less or borrow more if you've got a federal fund?
Grant. I can't remember what that limit is. I just know a lot of times when I'm applying for grants that there is a component that asks if there's a loan involved. And if you have a loan involved, you get extra points, and if you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
Usually we just don't, so we never get those extra points, unfortunately, but in this case, you would.
So the reason I ask that, if we would borrow less, and you would get a grant for, let's say, $900,000, and we've already put more than $900,000 on it, that would be money that we lost. So in the other instance, if we did borrow less, and we, let's say, got a grant, we could always take money out of the cash carryover to make up the difference. Let's say it's 1.8, and we borrow $1 million and $800,000. So let's say we get a grant for $900,000. Well, we could go to the cash carryover and take the other $100,000 and be done with the whole thing, based on that scenario. That's why I asked that question. I don't know if it's better to borrow more or less. That's what I'm asking. If you get the grant.
I understand, yeah. I guess you're kind of just, it all just depends on whether or not you get the grant or not.
Right.
You just never know until you know, honestly. It's kind of hard to...
Well, how hard is it to get these grants? Let's try that right.
Let me talk about the grants that you apply for.
Yeah. So previously, we applied for it, and we were originally going to get $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we applied for it again, and we were hoping to get the $250,000. I say that because neither of the requests that we sent in were for the full amount that we wanted anyway. I think the first go-around, when we were going to get the 1.2, I think we applied for 1.5 or 1.8, I can't remember. That was before we had our preliminary plan and everything in place. We had an idea of what we wanted to do, but it wasn't like as detailed as we have it out now. The second time, I believe we applied for 2.1, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was 2.1, or 2.25, or yeah, because they took $2 million off of what we asked for and said they were going to give us $250,000 instead of $2,250,000, because the original project estimate was $2.8 million. So we narrowed the scope a bit, and that's how we got to the 1.8. So.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely. I think we need to separate grants from this federal budget discussion. So Alex secured a grant from the state of Ohio for phase one.
Yes.
So the $250,000, I don't know if I would consider it a grant, as I think we all know what grants are. This is community project funding, which are specific legislative appropriations in the federal budget that each member of Congress submits, 10 or 12 or 15. We were very fortunate that Congresswoman Sykes submitted these requests. I don't know if I would call them a grant. I would call them, remember earmarks? That's what this is. It just has a different name. So when Congress did away with earmarks, which brought a lot of money to Maslin back in Ralph Regula's day, they did away with that, but then they came up with community project funding, which is basically the same thing, where communities or entities can submit requests through their congressional representative, and then it goes through the almost like making sausage process of the federal budget. So right now, the federal budget's operating on a continuing resolution through the end of this month. You all read about, heard that back in the fall when Congress didn't pass the budget. So our request is sitting in the fiscal year 26 federal budget, which is yet to be passed. When the continuing resolution is over and Congress does get back to passing a budget, that's where that amount sits. So we don't really know when they're going to do that. We are comfortable knowing that that's the dollar amount in there, but it obviously has to go through the committee process, the Appropriations Committee, Congress, and signed by the President at some point, because Congress can't operate on a continuing resolution for the rest of their lives. The federal government's ultimately going to have to pass a budget, and this dollar amount will be in there or it won't. It's going to depend. But I don't think we should consider it a grant in the terms of what we are all used to applying for grants. That's why there's a difference in the dollar amounts. You know, first time we asked for X, they put it in for X. The next time we asked for really high, it came back really low. It's different than a grant where you get on the ODNR website or somebody and you see a fixed dollar amount and it's that. But I spoke with someone from Congresswoman Sykes' office today, and that $250 still is in the budget request. We're just kind of all waiting for Congress to act on it.
So for the grant, you said it does better if we do have a loan. Is there a minimum on the loan?
I would have to double check.
And then when would we know when that grant, or if we would have an additional grant on top of that?
Again, I don't know. So, I mean, we can look into additional grants as we're moving forward. But every grant opportunity is different. I mean, we could try H2 Ohio again. We could try. I mean, there's multiple grants out there for this type of thing. We just have to find them and apply for them. Problem is that I like I said, every grant's different. I don't know what that loan would be for Ohio, how many points you get for that versus another grant opportunity. So
I did look into H2 Ohio previously for this, and right now they're not funding anything like this. FEMA is having a lot of issues. Look for flood litigation, and they're not doing that right now. I don't know if they're not giving grants or they're just not, they're being very specific. And I was told by ODNR, you know, they're the ones that told us to take the dam down, so that's going to be very difficult to move forward with a pond for anything from them. Not totally out of question, but they're aware of what we're looking at doing.
Okay. And I ask that question because depending on the amount, if we're waiting on a grant, we get a larger loan, you guys know that we're going to have a higher interest rate, and by that time, if we're waiting for a certain amount of time, might eat up the total amount that we would have saved with the grant just in interest. So I'm always leaning towards getting the smallest amount that we need so that we don't incur interest. So
I think we have the time. I mean, we don't want to push this out, but once we do, we agree with the agreement with EDG about the final design, that could take 4 weeks to 8 weeks. We're hoping no more than that. Once we have that, we can put this out to bid. And like I said, in the meantime, I think we search for loans regardless of the amount. I mean, I think a million at the most, it looks like right now, but it could be $750,000 because of those two, if we were to get the 250 and then the $100,000 donation.
Is the plan to apply for these earmarks every year, every 6 months? Is there some type of plan for that?
Well, we're going to get a new congressional representative next year because of the way they're redistricting. We don't know who that's going to be. But our goal is to, whoever that person is, to every year go and keep submitting community projects just like every other community would. I mean, we anticipate having an ask of some kind, you know, every year moving forward until we get what we need.
But to keep us moving, what we actually need here is $163,000 to finish the design.
Yes.
And to start applying for permits.
Yes, they'll do correct? That. EDG, yes.
I mean, because the permits could be something that takes 6 months to a year to get. I mean, it just...
Hopefully it wouldn't take as long just because... Luckily, the Army Corps has already looked at this area due to phase one taking place now. We have a permit set in place for that.
Right.
Granted, this phase two is outside of the scope of phase one, but because they've already looked at it, they're already knowing the project and the area a little bit. Maybe it might streamline the process a bit. But yeah, I mean, the sooner we can start on design, honestly, the better. So we might be able to even go into construction still this year.
voting on that next week.
That's what I'm asking, to put that on the agenda for next week.
Let's do that. Yeah.
And the money, that's toward the 1.8. That's included in the 1.8, so.
Okay. That part seems to be no brainer there.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but it sounds like these earmarks have dried up a little bit. Is that correct?
I think that's fair.
Is it?
It's a political thing, mm-hmm. right? And that's the unsettling part from our end. The city of Canal Fulton got a couple $1 million for a new water tower probably at the right time. Mm-hmm. If they would have waited 6 more months to submit that application, they may not have gotten it.
Gotcha.
We thought we had a really, really good shot last year of getting like the 1.2, and then just politics happens.
Okay.
And I think your comment is probably fair. I think they're being a little more.
I wasn't
cheap with them.
No. I wasn't. It doesn't. I just trying to brace. You know which way to go here. Loan amount.
So we're okay with, I can put that on the agenda for next week to get the final design started. Okay. That'll be next week and then council 2 weeks. And then once we get that back, we can go into contract with EDG. Because can you explain that, Alex, how we don't have to put that out to bid?
Yeah, so we already did the whole RFQ process and by saying that. Request for qualifications. So in the state of Ohio, in order to do a contract with any special services like a consultant like this scenario, you have to do the RFQ process where you advertise and allow fair statements of qualifications to be sent in, and then you evaluate them as a team and rank them, and then you pick your consultant based off of the rankings that the committee will say approves of these consultants after they review all of the statements and qualifications. So we've already done that. We did that for the entire project for phase 1, 2, and 3, the whole scope of reservoir revitalization project is I think what we called it when we advertised it.
Yeah.
So we don't need to go out to bid or anything. There is no bidding process in this type of thing. To go into contract with consultants like this, you have to go through that process, which is what we've already done. We did that last year. And that's how we ended up with Environmental Design Group, and that's how we have the preliminary design and an estimate and everything like that. So now this part would just be going into contract with them to do the rest of the design for phase 2. So they've already done phase 1. So.
Okay. And phase 1 will begin when?
They haven't started mobilizing yet, but they've staked it out on the north end up there, the stream main. They're this week or next week, and maybe not tomorrow now with the weather, but they can, once they get mobilized, I think they're going to get moving just to get there because the weather doesn't really matter. I guess the colder it is, the harder the ground is, they might be better off at some point, just getting their equipment out there and getting it ready.
Will we know if a donation is going to go through?
We plan, there's a donor in town who has expressed a desire to make that donation. The mayor and I would like to meet with her here over the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Show her the plans, lay it out, and really shore that up.
Nice.
I feel comfortable saying that once we show her the plans, I think she'll sign up.
She approached us.
Yeah.
Yes.
She came to it.
That's great.
So she wants to be a part of it.
That works for some time.
She wants to donate money anonymously to.
Help the community.
Right.
She lives close. She wants to see the pond.
Yeah.
That was her. So we'll see if she's going to do it. That's fine. I've seen her here. I didn't mention that, but she's always talking about it. So I'll have that on the agenda for next week. And that's really going to be it.
All right. Well, this EDG does this. Design. Do they talk to anybody or what we need? There were some things in phase 1 I think I missed because.
Yeah, we'll meet with all of them.
I mean, some simple things in phase 1 I think I missed, not put in the
Yeah, I mean, they speak with us throughout the whole design process pretty much. If there's any concerns or questions, we'll make sure they just recall, but yeah, so.
Okay.
Okay. This will adjourn. Any other questions, comments?